This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance early Wednesday in the southern state of Georgia. Democrat Raphael Warnock won one of two Senate runoffs, but his opponent, Republican Kelly Loeffler, is not conceding. Meanwhile, the other race is still too close to call. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Reverend Warnock becomes the first Black senator in Georgia's history and puts the Senate majority within the Democratic Party's reach.
The improbable journey that led me to this place in this historic moment in America could only happen here. We were told that we couldn't win this election.
But Loeffler tells supporters this is a game of inches and she's going to win.
We're going to make sure every vote is counted. That's right.
If John Ossoff wins the other runoff, Democrats flip control of the Senate. If David Perdue wins, the Republicans keep it. I'm Julie Walker.
Supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump are expected to march Wednesday in multiple rallies in Washington, D.C., as they back his objection to the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. Mr. Trump is scheduled to speak at a Save America rally just south of the White House before a congressional vote to certify the Electoral College results, giving Joe Biden the presidency. Ahead of Wednesday's events, Mr. Trump continued to use Twitter to make unsubstantiated claims that he won the election. A British judge is set to decide Wednesday whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will be released from the prison where he's been held for more than a year and a half as he fought extradition to the United States. Assange has been detained at London's high-security Belmarsh prison since April 2019. This is VOA News. German-listed companies must include women on their executive boards as part of a landmark bill agreed by the country's coalition government Wednesday after voluntary efforts failed to close a gender gap. Listed companies with four executives or more must appoint at least one woman to their boards, according to a draft law to be voted on by Parliament. The law sends a very strong signal, a justice minister told reporters. Germany, Europe's top economy, fares relatively poorly in terms of representation of women in senior positions. Greek Christian churches held Epiphany services Wednesday, openly defying government coronavirus restrictions that banned public gatherings, including religious ceremonies, on one of the most important days of the Orthodox calendar. Despite a plea by the prime minister for church authorities to set an example during a crisis that has killed more than 5,000 in Greece, worshippers attended morning services, although limits were placed on the number allowed into churches at one time. Armenia's prime minister, who faced backlash over a peace deal that ended recent fighting in the breakaway enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, did not attend a church Christmas service Wednesday and is currently self-isolating, his press secretary said. The Armenian Apostolic Church celebrates Christmas January 6th, and on Wednesday, a national church service was led by the country's religious leader, Catholicos Garagim. The service held in the largest cathedral of the capital, Yerevan, is usually attended by the country's leadership, and the prime minister's presence was expected. Japan is preparing to issue a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic for Tokyo and three nearby areas as cases continue to surge around the nation. Japan's chief cabinet secretary said in a news conference Wednesday the government was considering taking, quote, effective and strong measures, end quote, to tackle the risk posed by people dining out. Officials have said schools, fitness clubs, and theaters are likely to stay open with social distancing measures. World Health Organization experts are due in China 1 year after the coronavirus outbreak. They're going for a highly politicized visit to explore the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO says China has granted permission for the visit by its 10-person team of experts. But before most could even begin their journeys, they faced roadblocks, with Beijing not granting them entry. From Washington via remote, this is Diane Roberts, VOA News.